Hello, test, test, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, hello, hello. Test, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, hello. Race.
Karski, we gotta have you say a word. Well, I just want to wish Paul and Elsie a very good trip over in Sweden, and I hope they have a grand time over there. And Paul, don't forget to send some back some souvenirs, you know? And we're glad to see you go, like Neil says. But be back, too.
And now, I think it's... Thank you very much, Toivo. I'm very sorry. I was very rude that time. I don't know, but we should have coffee, shouldn't we? I like this. Paul is really embarrassed. Look at him. But now, as a special favor, a special treat, every member of SAC usually has Stieg Lundquist sing a beautiful song. And I think it's about time he sang a song, and maybe we could all join in something that we all know. But however, Stieg, you take over right now.
Well, I'm very glad to see Paul and his dear little wife together today. And I hope that rocking the old ship or whatever they're going on, I hope you'll like Sweden and send my regards back to the old country. Vid barnum semets gamla kära grind, där susar mången sunnan västan vind. Min hembygd sång i björk och gröna lind, där korna gå i vall i skogen. Från landet ut i väster tanka går, till gula sädesfält och himmelblå. Spelmanstoner över nejden går, från spelmanstoner över logen. I want everybody to sing Hälsaram de hemma with me. Se om jag har någon röst kvar i halsen. Vad säger du? Hälsaram där hemma. Hälsa far och mor. Hälsa gröna hagen. Hälsa lilla bror. Om jag hade vingar, flöken jag med dig, svala flyg mot hemmet. Hälsa från mig, lilla svala fastän svar. Dag och natt så dag, förer dig mot målet fram. Snabba vingeslag, efter lång och strävsam natt, står jag här vid rodrets ratt. Gärna flöge jag med dig och svala för min bön. Hälsa dem där hemma, hälsa far och mor, hälsa gröna hagen, hälsa lilla bror.
Columbia, living our frigate young ready, solemnly motemat helsae proudly.
Thank you very much, Stieg. As usual, you put a lot of life into the party. Now, will somebody please put some life into Paul Larson? He looks as though he's dying over there. No, we love to kid you, Paul, because you can get your revenge on radio. You can kid the pants off us, and everybody hears it, so once in a while we get a chance to give it to you. And Elsie, you love it too, don't you? No, but today, I was thinking that here's Paul and Elsing going over to Sweden. I think you're going to see other parts of Europe too, aren't you? And I was thinking, this young, reckless couple, I don't know how they're going to get along, but I found out. Call on them. But, however, you know, Paul has a lot of sponsors on his radio program. And I know that one of the sponsors is here today. And he's a favorite sponsor. Gus Benson, would you say a word? Thank you very much, Gus. Here it is, confusion time again. You know, I heard a pretty good story about a fellow who married a woman who was very wealthy. And he wasn't much, I mean, he didn't have anything himself, no money to speak of, not much of a job. And he got himself a beautiful home, and she used to say to him, "Well, you know, John, if it wasn't for the fact that I had the money, you wouldn't have this beautiful home." Got a beautiful car, and she'd remind him, "If it wasn't for the fact that I had money, you wouldn't have this beautiful car." So one day he bought himself a beautiful 24-inch television set, and he had it sent delivered to the house, and he was sitting there watching it, and his wife came in, and she says, "My, what a beautiful television set. My, that's beautiful." But she says, "I must remind you, John, that if it wasn't for my money, you wouldn't have that television set." "Well," he said, "you know, it's about time I told you. If it wasn't for your money, I wouldn't be here either." So now comes the time when we get down to a few serious matters. And the president of the Ladies Auxiliary isn't here. However, the Ladies Auxiliary has a representative tonight. And I'm going to call on the past president. Hilma, come here. Mrs. Hilma Osland, I want you to give her and the ladies a big hand.
Get me all choked up as usual. I thought I did all my talking last year. Now Margaret skipped today and Anna Nelson isn't here. So here I am again doing my utmost to say something, but it's always kind of quivery. Well, in behalf of the Ladies Auxiliary, I wish the two of you the best journey you ever had. I went, I had a good time. I know you will. So have a good time.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Hilma. I got to give Hilma all the credit in the world. She has a little nervous affliction there, but boy, she sure overcomes it every time she talks. More power to you, Hilma. You're wonderful. And the ladies, thanks for this wonderful spread you got here. You know, if it wasn't for them, you wouldn't eat today. You wouldn't have coffee. So let's appreciate it. You too. So now comes the crowning moment. I think this is going to be a big moment in a certain young man's life. When I call upon the president of the Scandinavian Athletic Club, and he's a swell guy, Stig Lundquist.
Thank you. Well, we all know what Paul has done to the Scandinavians or Swedes or whatever you are here in Worcester. And I'm mighty proud that he has that much Scandinavian blood left in him, because we sure can stand it. Well, from behalf of my club, we want to present you with our SAC ring. And it probably doesn't mean much, but for us people, that's worth, especially on that Ratwick concert where we got sold, it sure means something to our hearts, you know. So I'd like to present this on behalf of our club.
Hey, thank you very much.
You want to say something?
Well, you go ahead.
Okay.
Yeah.
I just wanted to, I didn't even expect the ring here. I appreciate that very much, Stig. I know what it means and what it stands for here at the club, and I thank you very much. Ordinarily, what I started to come down here to do way back when was a radio job, and it turned out we made so many new friends and practically gained a family down here that it doesn't seem like work anymore. It's just going out for a night on SAC here every Saturday. And I certainly want to thank everyone for coming down here, especially that sour accordion player from Quincy over there. Let's see, I don't know how many, two more? I don't know what he said when I left last night, but I got to make up for it now, you know? But it has been fun down at the Scans, and anything that I could do for radio, for an outfit as good as this, why, it's only fair that I should do my best to help them out, and that goes for any of the other Scandinavian clubs, Ivers, Sveagilli, or Engelbrecht, or any of the others. I'm very glad to help out in cases like that. It's not helping out. It's coming down and having a real ball is what it amounts to. and I wanted to assure Gus over there, too, that, he's been on sponsoring those Scandinavian artists for years now. Gus, I'll look at the plane, make sure the whales are lined up all right, if that's okay by you. You got a couple more jokes saved up now, Ivor, or what?
I think so.
Okay.
Before you I want to say something to him before
Go ahead.
Paul, before you go, I want to tell you that this tape that I'm taping is going to be given to you after this program is over, so you'll have something to remember you by. Okay?
Okay. That's how they do it in Clinton, see?
Thank you very much, Paul, but we're not done with you yet. I was hoping that somebody from WORC would show up today, and I understand that we do have a Mr. Paul Cass here today. I wonder if he would make himself known and say a word. Mr. Paul Cass or Cass? Which is it?
Cass.
Paul Cass. Is he here? I was given to understand that he was here today.
It's daylight. He probably can't find his way down.
Oh, I see.
He works nights.
He works nights. Okay. Well, we were trying to wait for Herman van der Gruzen there, and he has got a program on, and he said he would probably be late, so I'll speak for WORC. Well, you know, we've always admired you, Paul, but I think your wife is cuter. So, you already got yourself a present, so now, on behalf of the Scandinavian Athletic Club and your many friends and relatives here, Elsie, have yourself a time with this.
I'm not included, huh?
If I know Paul, he'll have that before the night's out. No, that's just a little something. We expect that when you go to Sweden, you buy some famous painting, something like that, to bring back here. Something to decorate this room. No, seriously, we've been very, very glad that we were able to do this for you two people. I had hoped that Papa over there would have sat with you, but he saw the three chairs there, and one of them was not for him. But I know the three of you are going to have a wonderful, marvelous time. And Paul, you know you don't tip people too much over there.
No, I was wondering about it.
No, but Elsie, would you like to say something? We'd love to hear Elsie on this, wouldn't we? It's a modern one. Elsie, you talk right into that. Imitate your husband.
I can't do that very well. All I can say is thank you. I'm all choked up. But thank you, everybody, for coming down. And I think you're wonderful. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Elsie. You do all right. It wouldn't take much practice for you to replace Paul.
Looking for ideas.
What do you care? It's in the family. You'll still live. No, but now I think it's time for one good, nice song. How about it, Stieg? And then after that, we'll have some coffee. All right?
That's
a good song.
It's too bad that Nils hasn't got an accordion with you. You know, all I got is one of these.
Have you got it, Nils?
Have you got your accordion? Get it. Go get your accordion.
Go get it. That a boy.
I knew a doggone well I would say something to hit this one.
That a boy. Stieg, I'll shake your hand on that.
No, there's one thing about me. I've been used to being abused all my life. And I like that. I've been ski jumping and knocked out. I've been playing soccer and so on. So now we're going to have Nils play a song for us, and I'm going to sing with him. And he's done it when he comes back. And I'll keep things going till he comes here, all right? Okay?
Jag kan ej aldrig glömma. Ständigt jag tänker på henne så kär. Minnena mot mig strömma. Den gamla bron blev vår lyckas portal. Samman vi for in i drömmarnas stad. Nidälven stilla och vacker du är. Jag kan dig aldrig glömma.
Vill du ha någon slipper då?
Always true.
Ja.
I should say, like Paul, unaccustomed to public speaking, huh? I don't know. I really should say something, but I better be good to him. Yeah, but I'm afraid I will next week if he does. Eh? I'll wait until he's gone, then I'll give it to him, right? Stieg vill sjunga Kalle Schewens vals.
Ja, jag tycker att Kalle Schewens vals är någonting. Han kommer från Göteborg. Pauls far, var det inte? Och alla som känner till Kalle Schewens, var han historia. Han är göteborgare. Och han har skrivit kanske bitar i svenska historien. Nu tar jag svenska. Han har skrivit bitar i vårt svenska historia. Som vi aldrig kan glömma. Och ibland en av de sångerna är Kalle Schewens vals.
I Roslags famn på den blommande ö där vågorna klocka mot strand. Där vassaren vagga och nyslaget hö, det doftar emot mig ibland. Där sitter jag ute i väsong på en bänk och tittar på stjärnor och mål. som störtar mot fjärden i glitter och stänk på jakt efter födan gnår. Själv blandar jag fredligt min kaffe med kron till alldeles styrka och smak. Och jag lyssnar till dragspelets lockande ton som hörs från ett stugugemak. Jag är som en pojke fast farfar jag är. Jag rofar en splitter i mig. Och det blir bara värre med åren här. Med jänt och med jäntornas blick. Det är måsen med löjan i näbb hon fick sitt. Och jag fick en arm om min hals. Och eviga ungdomens hjärta är ditt. Spel upp, jag vill dansa en vals. Och det sjunger, det doftar från skog och från sjö. I natt ska du vara min mö. Här dansar Kalle Kjeven med rotslagens ros. Han dansar till solen korar.
Wait a minute. Stig. Oh, no, you can't leave us like that. You just got us steamed up and then you're going to walk out on us? One more. Would you please do that? You want one more? One more. All right. That's a good one. You're Seglet for the Mustin.
Paul is going to sail before the mast now. I mean, on the airplane, but in the old days. Han har seglat för om masten som en man ut i unga år. Han har gått med förskjutning i lasten från Frisk och till Singapore. Han har seglat med norrmän och britter och med dem som betalt honom mest. Han har vräkt mot Sydjyllands klippor i rykande storm från nordväst. Och hans hem var den mörka skansen. Hans bädd var den hårdaste koj. Hans bädd var den mörkblå Atlanten i storm som i Dyninghöll. Han hade drömt om en linan flicka, om en annan kock och kapten. Två flickögon bakom en ruta han sett i en kvällslampas sken. Men så var det en dag det hände, en dag i en Kinahamn. Så kommer en lasthoj han kände, en bark med hans hembygdens namn. Han blev lite blek om kinden när skötan med den föret av. Och svenska flaggan för vinden slog ut som ett blågult hav.
Oh, I'm telling you, they're terrific. They're terrific. I will, if he wants to. I don't like to. He will. Would you, Nils? Would you play a solo? Stig, wait now. Wait a minute. Wait a minute now. I think Stig did a wonderful job on those songs. Ooh, what pride there was in that, your Seglet for the Mustin. Der man säger flagga, Sveriges flagga. Stig, it was beautiful. You know, when you know what that meant, Paul? Sveriges flagga? That's the Swedish flag. You know, an old sailor, he sees that Swedish flag. I'm home again. So now we'll have Nils Lundin. What are you going to play, Nils?
I don't know. I'll be coming on.
Okay, that's a good Irish tune.
That's a good Irish tune, he says.
Well, jag ska försöka att tala svenska också. Jag var bara 7,5 år gammal när jag kom hit, så jag kan inte tala riktigt klart Stockholmssvenska. Det är en gammal bit som alla dagspelare i Sverige försöker att spela. Och det är alltid kameraden. Ja. I'm going to try to play it, put it that way. I haven't played that for quite a few years. Caught me unawares there. Well, I tell you the honest truth, see, most of the time I have a coat on, and this thing feels like I'm lost in the thing right now here. With this nylon shirt on, it's sliding all over the place.
I'll get my coat for you.
I really shouldn't be like Paul and make excuses all the time, but I it's through associations, eh?
I'm glad to see you give it to him. He's giving it to you every Saturday night.
I ain't through yet.
Oh, okay, give it.
Well, I don't know. Is there anything that you'd like? Anything old?
Costa Waltz. Everybody
knows. Yeah, man. You're letting Tommy come on the hog, then. You come for sure, then, anyway. Okay, we'll take the liberty to play two numbers here. We'll play a little bit of that march that they're talking about here. I don't know what it is myself yet, but don't be surprised at anything that happens here.
You got a cheap one?
Thank you.
check it.
Yeah.